At the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios, Chad Baker for WITY, talking with Emily McClure. She is the advisor with Sista Park FFA. Emily, how are we doing?
We're doing great.
Let's talk about your experience here. Busy week, lots of Blue Jackets. Your team out here is representing Sista Park FFA. Tell us about what everyone's doing on your side of things here.
We have 12 students with us today. We do have some that are busy at home, so they couldn't come with us. We're playing for auction or the volleyball situation. We have been going to sessions. We are doing some workshops or Couture in the Career show. They're just having a good time learning about how to grow our chapter even more.
And part of that experience here is connecting with FFA chapters all over the nation. Has there been any experiences that any of your members has talked about here that's been particularly enlightening?
They really did enjoy the keynote speaker yesterday. Apparently he came to talk to Sista Park a few years ago, so they're excited to see him again. But they really are enjoying seeing the names on the back of the jackets. There's a lot of these kids. It's their first time here, and so they're surprised at seeing Montana and Vermont and all those states. So they've been excited to yell them out as they walk by.
There was some nice singing outside, some camaraderie amongst all the chapters, some chants and whatnot. Any of your members get part of that?
Yeah, the Sista Park kids leaving the concert last night were a large part of that, yelling, yes. They were just enjoying life and really excited to say hi to everyone they could. So yes, they were a part of that.
What do you take from the National FFA Convention back home with you? I'm guessing that each time that you come over, you're gaining a little bit more that you can implement within your own chapter. What's been some of those things that you have done in the past and maybe some things that you're looking to do now?
Actually, Sista Park has joined and grown in a middle school FFA chapter, and so we're actually getting some ideas for how to help grow the middle school chapter, whether it's AgriScience Fair or awards and recognition. Besides that, the kids really are trying to focus on making sure they keep succeeding in contests and proficiency areas.
I know that is definitely one aspect that I know I've learned a lot here just in the short time that we've covered FFA, that the middle school chapters, I guess the implementation of those chapters has been something that a lot of smaller schools, a lot of smaller districts are starting to do. I talked with Emily Magsman the other day at Heritage, and they've got an active eighth grade chapter down there. And do you feel like that's something that's going to help sustain the high school chapter by starting these folks a little earlier and getting involved?
It completely is. We actually have 61 junior high FFA members, which, let's be real, that's most of Sista Park Junior High. Most people may know that Sista Park is a very competitive environment and community and school, so they found out there's awards and recognition, and so they want to start winning in junior high and then later in high school. So some of the junior high kids are even starting their record books to start winning Star Discovery degrees and going to high school level.
We've also know that the FFA folks, especially at the high school level, very heavily involved. We mentioned that volleyball team, and that volleyball team very busy right now. Now continuing to win and do what they do on the volleyball court. Just one loss this year, and you have a couple of members that have split their time with that, but you also have some members in your chapter that are doing some other things in the community as well.
Yeah, we actually have four of our FFA officers are active members of the volleyball team, and so they could not come this week because, you know, postseason, season two. But they are very good at managing their time in between volleyball and FFA and school, and actually the volleyball team is back at school since they could not come this week, and they're actually helping plan our FFA auction for November 15th while we're here.
Very cool. And we're excited to learn more about that. I'm going to catch up with you here in just a couple of weeks, and we will have our own edition of the Farm Forward podcast with all the information regarding that auction. And, of course, we'll talk with some of your members that are not here today. But yes. For anybody else want to know a little bit more about Sista Park FFA chapter, what's the best way to do that?
You can reach out to us. We have a Facebook page, Sista Park FFA, or you could call or email the two FFA advisors, whether it's me, Emily period McClure at tpschool.org, or Jeff Clifton, which is Jeff period Clifton at cpschool.org.
Absolutely. Well, Emily, thanks for spending a little time with us here today. Hope you have fun. Don't get lost out there.
I'll try not to.
That's Emily McClure with the Sista Park FFA from the National FFA Convention here on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.